Our gospel reading this morning comes from the first chapter of the gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the people of the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I've baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. After almost a full month in quarantine, our granddaughter returned to our home this past Monday. We are her before school and after school landing spot as mom and dad take off for work and then grab her up later in the day after work. Since she was last at our house, Christmas decorations have magically appeared, including a few presents. They quickly grabbed her attention, and she did a very thorough survey of all of the packages, at which point she matter-of-factly exclaimed, "One and a half of them are mine." A half because there's one for her to share with her brother, Lachlan. Each day that she arrives at our home, she checks the packages to make sure her name is still there and to see if any packages have been added under the tree. And at least once a day, as she is with us, we hear, "Oh, I just can't wait." These are days of impatience. For many. For Natalie, it's impatience over seeing these presents and looking at the calendar, and it seems like a lifetime away until she gets at them. That's the world of a second grader. For others, this time of impatience may be about other things. Maybe it's the inability to sit and wait impatiently for a virus vaccine to take hold so that we can return to more of a normal life where masks aren't around us all the time, where we can get out and move more freely. And yet our text today calls us in the midst of our time to patience. And patience is the ability to sit, to wait, to ponder, and act. Twice in 2 Peter, there is conversation around the word patience. Now, 2 Peter is a very short book, only 3 chapters long, and our reading this morning actually comes almost from the very end of 2 Peter. Now, this book is written probably 30 to 60 years after Jesus died, rose again, and ascended. And you need to remember that those in the early church were convinced that Jesus was going to return in their lifetimes, They were certain of it. They were living a life on the edge of their seat, waiting and watching. Put yourself with your imagination kind of in that place. Some of you, not everyone here, but some of you can think back 30 years. Where were you 3 decades ago? For me, I was a young reporter. We had one son at that point. I'm guessing the second was on the way. As you think back in your life 3 decades, thinking about all of those years of patience and waiting for Jesus' return for the people in those days, what do you think that waiting was like? With a full expectation that Jesus would return at any moment, what conversations do you think that you might have had wondering with friends and neighbors and family about the when? What would have it meant in the midst of daily life to live patiently expecting that Jesus would arrive at any moment? What kind of planning and preparing would you do for the future if you really expected that Jesus would return just any time? It's into that kind of society that 2 Peter is written, reminding us that God is up to something. Right now, God is up to something, even as people wonder when it is that Jesus returns. What's God up to? 2 Peter tells us that it's not that God's not acting. It's that God is patiently working to gather together as many of the beloved as he possibly can, saving them, giving them life. And if you think about it, that is an underlying theme of all of Scripture. From the very beginning, we have a story of a God who is at work building relationship with the chosen people in the Old Testament, right? Begins with Abraham and Sarah, continues with Isaac and Jacob, continues into Moses and Joshua. The judges, the kings, the prophets, this is a story that stretches across hundreds of years as God is at work trying to gather unto him his beloved. And it doesn't stop there. We're entering into this Christmas season where we celebrate God taking on flesh, because all of those relationships with the chosen people didn't bring everyone together as God hoped. So God becomes flesh. A son is given. And Jesus lives all that we have lived, both the great joys and the great sorrows, the blessings of seeing new life and watching death. All that humans experience, Jesus experienced and then died and rose again so that we might have life. And 2 Peter calls us to be patient, because right now God continues to be at work gathering together his beloved. It happens through the power of the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy. You might remember those words from Luther's explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. It is as if we are being told, be patient. God is still at work these days. God is at work. Be patient. And as part of this gathering work, in the day, God sent one to prepare the way for Jesus, this John the Baptist, this vision of a prophet of old in the wilderness gathering people together, letting them know that the Son is coming, one who is much more powerful than him, one that he is unworthy to even stoop down and touch his shoes. John's calling us to be patient. The Son is coming. So here we are, all of these years later, still waiting, with the word patience ringing in our ears. A word intended to remind us that God is not absent. It's not that God doesn't exist. It isn't that God doesn't care. It's just that God's timing is different than our timing, so we need to be patient because God's time will unfold. And Christ will return. So what do we do in the meantime? With a posture of patience, we, all of us, are called to point the way, not to ourselves, and not to our church, not to our works, but instead we are called to point the way to God's only begotten Son, the one who took on flesh and lived among us. And then in patience, we are called to act as well. Act with prayers of thanksgiving for all that God has provided, prayers for thanks, for strength, for those who are at their wits' end in the midst of this pandemic. We're called to act by offering a listening ear to those who just need a relationship. We're called to act to provide bright eyes that show that we have a smile behind our mask, that we really do care for the one that we're encountering. We are called to act with words of kindness and compassion. There's a whole lot of nerves that are stretched thin these days, and on the surface are words ready to just spill out of mouths. Words of condemnation or grumpiness or whatever you want to call it. And what if we act with words of kindness and compassion? We are called to act in these days with invitations. Invitations to come and see this one who gives life. So if you're finding life in the midst of this worship space, whether it's on the radio or online or coming here face to face, if you're finding life in the midst of the music, in the midst of the word, or in the midst of the preached word, invite others to come and see this Jesus that you are seeing here. So here's the truth. Peter calls us to have patience, knowing full well that Jesus will come again. Have patience. We will be able to gather again face to face in a more normal passion, if you're at your wits' end with all that's going on, have patience. Christ will return. Amen.